Hey everybody, this is Alan Fine, and I'm here with Kate Caruso, who's the owner of True Places Travels out of Vancouver, Washington. We are on National Geographic Endeavor 2 in the Galapagos, and this is Insider Travel Report. Kate, thank you for talking to us.
It is an absolute pleasure, Alan. Thank you for asking me to join you.
Okay. Well, first of all, let's talk about quickly what started you in travel. What made you get the travel bug?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I was born with the travel bug. They say there's a gene that propels us to travel, and I definitely was born with that gene.
Parents had it?
Yes, indeed. My father was a naval officer, and my mother was a gypsy at heart. And we traveled a lot as a family, and it was a natural segue for me after I finished my professional career in project management and sales and marketing in information systems in Silicon Valley. I was done with that, and it was time to start my travel career after that. So
how long from there to, and how did you get to owning an agency?
Well, I don't really call my business an agency.
What is it?
It is a travel consulting company.
Nice.
Yeah.
That charges a fee, I hope.
Absolutely, 100%. Like any professional service, we charge for our time and our professional expertise. And so I launched True Places Travels about 5 years ago. And I am powered by a fabulous company called Cadence Travel Management, based in La Jolla, and we are a Virtuoso member.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. And how large are you?
Well, I am the owner and principal travel designer, and I have three amazing associates who handle parts of my business and allow me to do what I do best, which is business development and itinerary design.
So part of that business development itinerary design is Lindblad Expeditions.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how does that play out?
I love that you asked that question, Alan, because this experience here on the Endeavor 2 in the Galapagos really is, for me, solidified my partnership with Lindblad Expeditions. I have been a partner with them for my entire professional career in sales, in travel sales.
How many trips have you taken with them?
This is the first full trip. I took a little mini
trip
with them. Okay. So yeah, I mean, truly.
You've been working with them, you appreciate them, they always come through for you, but now you're seeing the other side.
Now I'm seeing the other side. I'm seeing what my clients have seen for years. And there is this thing called the Lindblad style. And I get it now. I have experienced it, and it really sinks in when you have an opportunity to experience it. So I am so grateful.
Well, give us an example of a Lindblad style.
Okay, so with Lindblad, you don't cruise with Lindblad. Right. You explore with right. Lindblad.
It's not thread count, it's animal count.
It's animal count, exactly. We're not taking trips, we're taking expeditions. And that is a very, very different, that's a very different thing.
Not that it isn't comfortable. It's extremely comfortable. But the focus is less on the travel and more on the expedition.
That is exactly right. However, I should say yes and, because let's just make it very clear that we are not missing our luxuries here on the Endeavor 2.
I'm gaining weight.
Well, here's the thing. I don't care how much snorkeling, paddleboarding, kayaking, hiking you do, and you will do a lot, or as much or as little as you want to
right.
do. I'm very sorry to say that you will not lose weight. Six chefs aboard this ship, six chefs, and one of them is a brilliant pastry chef. So don't plan on losing weight when you're here. It's just not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Wait till you get home.
So in your mind, then, who is the Lindblad Expedition client?
The lifelong learner, the multi-generational multi-generational family, exactly, is the perfect Lindbeck client. And by the way, I'm going to just throw out here. This field notebook is completely brilliant. Lindblad gets there in their DNA, it is all about the family travel experience. This field notebook is designed for, it's called their Global Explorer Program, and it's designed for the kids. So you can bring kids of any age aboard a Lindblad cruise. So it's brilliant for multi-generational families. I want to be a global explorer. I want a field guide like this. It is an incredible inspiration to the childlike imagination of children of any age.
But I also see that the adult looking over the shoulders like, wait, let me answer that too.
Exactly. Or the kids interviewing the adults and saying, did you know how many currents actually come into the Galapagos?
Three.
Kids can be smart. Very good.
Yeah, I was listening. Panama?
The Humboldt.
Right.
And there's a third current that I'd never heard about. But it's in the field guide, so check it out, people.
But it's the reason for the diversity. Because one is warm and the other two are cold, and the animals meet in the middle. It's just amazing that penguins are here with the warm animals.
Yeah. Penguins? I mean, who would have thought you would see penguins on the equator? But you will see them here. Yeah. So luxury. Do not discount the luxury experience. The cabins are beautifully appointed with lighting, extremely well thought out. Everything is well thought out. Everything is well planned. The beds are beyond comfortable. I was not expecting that, I just have to say. They're clean three times a day.
And fast.
Yeah. It's really remarkable. Those luxury experiences and luxury touches are very much there. But the luxury of access is really what Lindblad brings to the experience here in the Galapagos. I mean, nobody has the depth and history of experience that Lindblad had. And I learned that on this trip as well. So
what I learned also were that the naturalists, after they get certified by Ecuador, they look to get their, you know, who's going to hire them, and Lindblad's one of the top choices. They really want to be with them.
Yeah, I have, that comes as no surprise. Lindblad has, they simply have the best reputation here in the Galapagos. And you know, if it weren't for Lindblad, they kind of designed and started expedition travel in this area. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. The original Lindblad was, if it weren't for their hiring the first two park rangers for the Galapagos National Park, there may not be a national park. So their DNA runs very deep here. Yeah, it's exciting.
So as a travel advisor, how is it to work with Lindblad?
It's very different from other cruise companies, I have to say. The whole team at Lindblad is so open. It's like the open bridge policy on their ships, where you can go and experience and be, you know, ask the captain and ask the officers what's going on. They are so open to any question that you might have. They said, call us, talk to us. They will actually talk to your clients if there are questions or concerns or things that you feel uncomfortable discussing with them. They'll get on the phone with your clients. That is truly a unique partnership in this industry. And I think that's a story that needs to be told. So I feel, as an advisor, very supported by the whole sales team at Lindblad.
Is there anything that you've been wanting to say about Lindblad?
I just like to say that in this post-pandemic era, or where we're all going to be entering into a new way of doing business and a new way of being conscious about the kinds of travel that we take, there's going to be this whole conversation, and there already is, about, in fact, Virtuoso uses the term conscious comeback, sustainability. I mean, it was a buzzword before, if you could say buzzword. Lindblad was always the leader in this regard, and they continue to be the leader in this regard. So I would just say that I have been, my hope and my belief in the travel industry as a force for good in this world has been renewed by this experience with Limbed. It truly has. I have rediscovered my why I do this and why I'm in this business, because I believe it is a force for good in this world.
Thank you for talking to us.
It's been a pleasure, Alan. Thank you for interviewing me.
And this is Alan Fine for Insider Travel Report.